League of Incredible Vegetables from Newsboys on the Kids Cookie Break. It's the 10 o'clock theme party, and it's all things vegetables this hour. And we have a winner.
Congratulations, Shiloh Piper from Strasbourg.
Yay, Strasbourg. We all live pretty close to Strasbourg. Yes, yes. Well, congratulations, and we will have another chance to win. Coming up, we will give you a chance at the VeggieTales 25 Favorite Very Veggie Tunes CD. Yes, we're talking vegetables today, and vegetables are very yummy. Stoner's Homegrown Vegetables are with us. It's the longest running stand at Lancaster Central Market. And it's Mr. and Mrs. Stoner, also known as Captain Arugula and Mrs. Pepper Relish. I'm not going to let you forget that. As a matter of fact, that's what I'm going to call you now whenever I see you. So we were talking about, off the mic, about kids maybe are listening and maybe they would like to just try to grow something. Maybe they don't have room for a garden, but there's just one thing they would like to try to grow. Do you have any suggestions?
Well, I'm thinking here now, maybe something like lettuce. The trick is that you have to know when to plant them. You don't want to plant lettuce when it's hot. You want to plant it in the spring. So that would be something to plant early in the spring. Radishes grow really quickly in the spring. If it's later in the summer, you could try, maybe beans. Plant some green beans, and you might enjoy that. Other things from beans would grow from a seed that you would put in the ground. You could buy plants like peppers or tomatoes that you could plant from a plant. I know that some people are really, really work hard. And they plant the seeds in their own basement with a light in the winter, and then they put them out. That's really tricky to get the seeds really right. So you could go to your neighborhood greenhouse and find some plants that would grow. It's not too late to plant, actually. You can plant things for the fall if you have some space. You could plant broccoli. What could we plant?
I mean, pretty late. You can plant, broccoli and cauliflower, but you have to do it soon. You have to buy the plants from somebody.
All right, so broccoli and cauliflower.
And Brussels sprouts, if you really want Brussels sprouts.
Yeah. You know, talk about what Brussels sprouts look like when they're growing. And it is kind of fun because there are certain places in market where you can see them. And
the stalk.
I know as a kid, I never knew they grew on a stalk. It is so cool. You would just see them in the little box.
Okay. Yeah. Well, everything grows in the ground. It doesn't come out of the box.
Right. No, but kids might think that.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And they actually grow on Brussels sprouts.
On a stalk. Yeah, and they grow between the stem of the stalk and the leaf. So they're in there really tight. And you kind of, sometimes when we pick them, we will strip the leaf off the bottom of the plant and flip them out. And then as the plant grows, it continues to put a little Brussels sprout at every one of those places.
Ah.
So the plant can grow and grow. And then it gets cold, so the plant is tall, maybe 3 or 4 feet. Is that
okay,
too tall?
3 or 4 feet.
And you can let it out. And we have picked Brussels sprouts. Help me out here, John.
I don't know. We picked some in wintertime when it's cold.
Yeah.
And we had some winter, so they survived the winter even. It depends.
Yeah, so much of it does depend on what kind of winter we have.
And they don't mind the cold, and they... So they stay out, or they just kind of wait until it gets a little warmer, and then they start growing again.
Fun.
And if you're turning up your nose at Brussels sprouts, then you ought to buy something that's grown right here in Lancaster County. And one of the secrets of a good Brussels sprout is that it is grown in cold weather. So you buy a Brussels sprout from, shall I name the places? A hot place, you know, maybe like California.
Right.
And they're big and they're bitter and they're smelly.
Yeah.
But a little bitty marble-sized Brussels sprout grown at Stoner's, you won't smell it, and it won't be bitter. It will be delicious.
I totally agree.
So we have people who say, how long is it till you're getting homegrown vegetables? And we begin to have 2 weeks, 13 days countdown to Stoner's Brussels sprouts.
I really do try to eat what is fresh and in season. I will not buy a tomato any other time of the year except when they are in season, because I just don't think they taste good. They taste plastic. They taste horrible. They are so good when they're fresh and in season. And I think what we tend to do at my house is we just eat extra of those things. You know, when corn is in season, we are eating tons of corn on the cob. And when asparagus is in season, we're eating lots and lots and lots of asparagus. But it does taste so much, much better. And as a kid, I didn't like some of the vegetables, but some of them did not have any taste. Or sometimes we overcooked them too back in the day. But they, you know, so, so good when they are in season and fresh and local.
Yeah. And if your mom isn't finding vegetables yet that are grown right in here in Lancaster County, you should encourage her to go. There are other places other than markets. There's such a variety of places around Lancaster County where you can get good homegrown vegetables and see the difference.
And
in
it
the
makes
taste.
A world of difference.
Absolutely.
And
I am a snob.
Healthier. I am too.
I'm a real vegetable and tomato and strawberry snob.
Well, you know, you think way back a long time ago, that is how people ate. That's what they did. And then it was when, I guess, a very wealthy class of people started having all this stuff shipped in. And then it got to a point where we all got used to having anything any time of the year. But that doesn't make it taste any better.
That's true. That's very true.
Well, I have another chance for everybody to win. How about the VeggieTales 25 favorite very veggie tunes? Right now, if you're caller number 4, you're going to win this. Caller number 4, you will be the big, big winner. 717-392-FM90. 717-392-3690. This is a fun song. What's cooking in the kitchen?